is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. We walk into the Keystone Pork, Poultry, Progress, and Mid-Atlantic Manure Summit. Now, there's a combo. I think you can all see and smell the event. However, we reach into a bin and pull out a stress ball because the news. Selena, a very good evening to you. This stress ball, it looks like a propane tank. Why?
It's a propane tank.
Why is a propane tank stress ball at the entry of a manure summit? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think it underscores in the farming and ag community, it reinforces the relationship between energy and ag and agriculture. However, I don't know if people fully understand how important the prosperity and sort of the success of the American energy is on the American farmer. In Pennsylvania, there are wells, natural gas wells, that are on farms. If you drive past, you probably couldn't even see them because they're painted green, a lovely shade of grass green. They are about the size of a golf cart and usually just so camouflaged you don't even notice that they're on the farmland. But they produce natural gas. They extract natural gas. And what then happens is the farmer, by allowing the natural gas company to use their property, they get a lease check from them sometimes every month, once a year, depends on the company, but depends on the farmer. However, it is a significant amount of money. In Pennsylvania alone, they received about $200 million every year. Last year it was $193 million. Ohio was $168 million. And, you know, this money, traditionally, a farmer doesn't stick it in his pocket and go shopping at the mall, right? He reinvests in the family farm, buys new equipment, new fertilizers, new technology. It is oftentimes these leases have saved farms that were sort of down on their knees and they didn't have enough, you know, money to operate, or they were coming close to bankruptcy. So it has been a great marriage between the two industries. The two, by the way, top industries in the state of Pennsylvania outside of hospitals. So with this new liquid natural gas pause that the Biden administration has put into effect, I believe it was January 26th, those checks will dry up. And so who does that impact? Well, first of all, it impacts the farmer. Can't buy new equipment. Maybe can't hire a couple new people. That part of their budget is now erased. And so what does that mean? Well, that impacts us because that impacts their cost. And then if they have to raise their prices, you and I feel it in the supermarket, at the grocery store, at the farmer's market, at the restaurant.
You spoke to Chris Herr, the executive director of Penn Ag Industries Association. He's holding up a stress ball at the manure summit. I know that Governor Shapiro and both senators are keen on the White House reversing its decision. However, Chris Herr would know whether it's credible or not. Is it in debate in Washington that this ban of exports can be lifted before the election?
I doubt that it'll be lifted, and here's why. Biden has turned a deaf ear to Casey and Fetterman and Shapiro, all of whom I am told have had words with him about it. And it is an interesting decision to me because it is clear that he's doing this to shore up his climate change social justice base. However, that is a very small portion of his base. You know, this ban impacts a full coalition of voters. It's not just people in the energy industry. It's not just people whose families, you know, make things that support the energy. It's not just the barbershops and beauty salons and widget makers and hotels and diners that, you know, feed and make the workers and feel better about themselves. It's also farmers. I know that it blows the minds of all of these Democrats, and yet he is stubbornly, at least until this point, refusing to move on the pause. And in an era where not just this era, it's always important in American politics for addition. You want to grow voters. You don't want to subtract voters. And that definitely does that for Biden. If your family is directly impacted by this, and maybe you voted for Biden the last time, maybe you didn't, but you're certainly not going to vote for the person who has impacted your pocketbook.
Quickly, one of the things you cannot afford when you don't get subsidized for allowing natural gas to flow out of your field and be distributed to the parts of the world that are under attack, that would be Ukraine. One of the things you don't get is money for plumbers. So quickly, a call for plumbers. Selena speaks in Coraopolis, Pennsylvania, to Ed Bigley, the business manager for Pittsburgh Plumbers Union. Local 27, what does he need, Selena?
You did the name of that town correct. It's Coraopolis. It's not an easy one. There is a massive deficit of plumbers in this country, and the problem begins at the high school level, where high school counselors have been gearing our young people for two generations towards college and just being very dismissive of the trades. And there is a reaction to that. We don't have any plumbers. Plumbers are one of the most important people in our lives. They don't just fix a leaky toilet. They keep our water systems clean. They make our water safe for us. And they're used in the building of hospitals and malls and buildings and even bridges and roads. And without plumbers, we are in trouble, and we are reaching that point.
So what we need is for high school level shops, wood shop, metal shop, to endorse the idea of going into the plumbing trade as opposed to going to junior college or college. Because a tradesman, well, the fact is, around here in Western Connecticut, you don't give out the name of your plumber because you don't want to lose the available.
That's everywhere. So, that's like the best kept secret in America, right? There's your plumber. Oh, I can't tell you that.
I don't remember. Yes. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.